Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 705. Good morning. It's going to be a great day. I think it's like, what, the 27th of July already? It looks like the 27th of July, Bad Bob.
Yeah, month is about shot, eh?
Yeah. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. You can hop onto that and then get into the chat room. We've got such a full show today. I think we're going to have to expand the show out to like noontime to try and catch everything that's going on. We have guest chock block with guests, but there are other things that are going on that are just so amazing. You know, yesterday, Linda and I were down in Sacramento to the emergency disaster preparedness meeting they have on mass disasters and heard about what happened in Joplin, Missouri with that 158 people killed, that the swath of this of a tornado that went through there, and this was a level 5, or EF5, which is, you know, winds well over 200 miles an hour, was 6 miles long and 1 mile wide. And never have I even seen a bombing mission on B-52s that looked like this. This looked like they had been under direct fire for weeks. And it all went through there in a matter of minutes. And they talked about the problems and putting all that together. And we're going to be talking to some of those people because it's not enough just for be emergency preparedness for ourselves. And we've talked about that, you know, having a go bag and all that. But think, what happens if a disaster hits your town? I mean, it is. But it was interesting. The people we talked to, the people we listened to, they have their arms wrapped around it. They've got plans for the state of California. But the fact is, if you get a disaster that hits 10, 12,000 people, what are you really going to do about it? We have Dr. Doug McConnell. He'll be here joining us after our first break, talking about the Record Searchlight and articles in it. We're going to be talking to Aaron Stewart, who is the principal and superintendent of our very successful charter school, UPREP. And we're going to be talking to the latest in the cuisine out at Anselmo Vineyards and their new chef out there, who's out there Thursdays and Sundays. Talk a little bit to him. But we also want to cover a lot of things. Paul Hooser, REU, resigned. He'll be going up to Trinity County. Yeah, Paul resigned. You know, he was just in here last week. And we're going to give him a call today and say, Paul, not even a hint on this. So we want to see if we'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about some heroes that stopped a robbery. We're going to talk about the supervisors. Estes County supervisors are okaying a letter that says we don't like this redistricting. Well, at least most of the supervisors. One of them's not agreeing on it. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the Record Searchlight. You know, we talk about headlines of the Record Searchlight. I have a headline for the Record Searchlight. Record Searchlight takes sides against small businesses in Reading. That's what it should say. It doesn't say that, but that's what it says inside. Record Searchlight takes sides against small businesses in Reading. Says helping out another business by using heavily subsidized Reading property is the right way of doing it. We'll talk about that later. But this is Carl and About. Linda is on assignment this morning. Like I said, our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, is just sitting here in the chair ready to rock.
I am ready to go.
But you know what? I just won't hold your hand during the break like I do Linda's.
I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Carl and About. KCNR 1460. Yes, I'm fired up. There are a lot of things going on today, my friends, and I just don't know if we're going to have enough time for all of them. But if we don't, we'll just bleed over into tomorrow. And bleed. That's probably the right word for some of the things that are happening around town. This is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie Dave, and
Dave. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave,
going
our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM. Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing in weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Hey, Bad Bob, what's the weather going to be today?
Well, look for a hot one. Plentiful sunshine is how the National Weather Service is putting it. High right near the century mark tonight, get down to about 67. Tomorrow, it's going to hit the triple digits, 103 estimated for a high. Currently in Reading, we are looking at 63 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, think it's hot there. Outside, it's going to be hotter in here. Dr. Doug McConnell.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
A premier heart surgeon of our area. And you also head up the surgical team over at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
For cardiac surgery.
Surgery, that's right.
It's a good team.
You gave me a call the other day when... after the articles that hit the paper in the Record Searchlight, and discussing Shasta Regional Medical
Center.
Well,
actually, the article is really about Prime Healthcare, which is the entity that owns Shasta Regional Medical Center. They were the ones that came up in 2008 and stepped into the breach when the previous owner was failing and injected the capital, kept the process, the hospital open, and all the employees in Reading payroll going as they reconstructed and rebuilt the service structure and enhanced it. So the article is really about Prime Healthcare. In fact, it was a fairly negative article. It was raising all sorts of questions as to their practices and how they've done it in their other hospitals. It really wasn't an article specifically about Shasta Regional. It was really about the business practices and admissions process. And it went on and on. A very convoluted, difficult article to dissect. But in essence, they were sort of creating a picture of questionable practices related to ER admissions. Like a physician, you sort of see a problem or a symptom. You want to step back and say, well, is this a symptom or the disease itself? But you have to look deeper to really find out what's causing it, what's really going on. And I knowing some of the background, I really wanted to step out and say, wait a minute, you got to put this newspaper piece that came out of a Berkeley, California entity called California Watch, which is a subsidiary of something called the Center for Investigative Journalism, which was created out of the School of Journalism at UC Berkeley. This entity basically put
somewhat more liberal type of well, standings, or are they? Are they pretty fair, or do we know?
I've seen pieces in my review of them that looked reasonable in other areas, but by and large, their funding and their slant towards things would be probably classified as more liberal than not. But the real issue is they talk in the article here about reviewing, if you go to their website, 45 million medical records to come up with the data that they were feeding here. Well, that didn't come from this little reporting group. Who's really funding this and what's the purpose? And 45 million records being reviewed for ER admissions in the state between 2002 and 2009, it's pretty interesting. They would know the admissions, who was it, what the payer class was, and who was admitted and for what admission diagnoses. So here it turns out that this was all probably largely sponsored by SEIU, a very large union. So then as you step back from the real picture, you have to put this in the context. What's really going on here? Well, this is a corporate campaign, which if you read any of SEIU's own literature and a manual that has recently been in the public domain, you'll see that SEIU as a union typically puts a corporation in its crosshairs and then starts to intimidate management with a series of threats. We're going to do this. We're going to picket your place. We're going to do this until you roll over and allow us to and work with us and sign a neutrality agreement, which is basically a capitulation by management that allows the union to do card check. Card check means no secret vote. You just have to get each union person to sign a card. I'm sorry, each employee to sign a card. And once you get 50% plus one employee, you then become represented by SEIU. It takes away the secret ballot part of our current union process. This gets very complex, but the truth is card check was a big issue in the 2008 election. Democrats had to take vows to support it in Congress. It was introduced. It never became law, but it was really an attempt to take away the secret ballot for voting for unions. This becomes an enormous advantage to unions in terms of organizing, which is what SEIU is a union, and they want ease of organizing, which then feeds dues and they grow.
So you're saying is that these articles that came up that were fed, were they fed to the record searchlight?
Yes. Well, by fed, meaning that the bylines on that are not record searchlight reporters. That comes from this entity and, you know, this California Watch group, which is a journalism group in Berkeley. So they create the article. They also gave that same article to the Orange County Register. That also happens to be a home of several prime hospitals. And they brought it all the way up to Reading, and it gets published here. So these people aren't – this isn't a local article. This is this group in the Bay Area that is watching this issue being fed data that SEIU probably pays to get studied. And it's all aimed at besmirching the reputation and the of the in this case, Prime Healthcare organization, making it look like it's doing something underhanded and illegal. That was the whole tone of the article.
Well, what they're saying is that Prime, or in this case Shasta Regional or the others, are admitting people on Medicare into the hospital at a much higher rate than other hospitals do.
That was the thesis of the article, and they claim they have the facts to prove it. I don't have facts to disprove that, but my question would be, so is that bad? How do we know that there's something bad about having these people admitted? I came from a hospital in Long Beach with 900 beds, and the ER wait was 18 hours sometimes be seen on weekend at least, because people were kept in the ER till all of the data was done and all the studies were completed, and some of them maybe could have been managed with IVs for 12 hours in the ER and then sent home. If a hospital chooses to provide a higher level of care and or expedite correct diagnostic workup in the hospital, that may be far more comfortable, safer, and actually give you better data than leaving someone, some little person on an uncomfortable thin little gurney in an ER for 20 hours while you try to get data back. So the thesis, the numbers probably are correct, but the truth is that bad? is there bad medicine going along? What really is missing in the article? Well, the article tries to paint the picture that some business person is roaming the emergency room, controlling who gets in and well, and
checking to make sure they have the insurance.
Correct.
And if they don't.
Okay. And only a physician can admit a patient to a hospital. So of those 45 million people they reviewed and all the admissions that came out there, there was a physician that ordered the admission. Not one admitting physician was ever interviewed in that article.
Okay, that's a good point. So the only people that, you know, you can talk about how Shasta Regional brings in all these people, but in reality it's a doctor. That doctor doesn't work at Shasta Regional. His patients went there. They may send a patient there.
Or there's an emergency room doctor whose corporation has a contract with the hospital. But there is no business office presence in an emergency room deciding that this patient gets admitted or not. And that's been true at any hospital I've worked in all my years.
Well, that's the way I've understood it is that it takes a doctor to admit somebody. Okay, we have to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, and he is questioning the article that was in the Record Searchlight about admission practices of Shasta Regional. Looking at it, it was a bigger hit piece on Prime, the owner of Shasta Regional, and many other hospitals.
It's attempted to bring them down, yes.
Okay. Join us after these messages.
Okay.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where eatertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A seat. Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park!
The avalanche is awesome!
It was really fun!
When you're coming down, it's really fast.
It's awesome. It's just so awesome.
Really fun.
The avalanche is my favorite ride.
Fast, fun,
wet. The cyclone.
Fun. Really fun.
Summertime fun
at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
You'll have fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, caught on Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 7:25. She'll be back tomorrow morning, 7:25 in the morning, July the 27th. My gosh. Okay, we've been talking about what's going on at there. It seems like a concerted attack or an organized attack against Prime, who is a for-profit hospital chain.
It's the largest one in California. Been right. Very successful, and they've.
And that's no secret. I mean, he said it. He says, I run a hospital on a profit margin. Pimpley has been in here.
Every hospital has to turn a profit. It's a question of whether you pay taxes on it or not.
Yeah, there's not a profit structure. Right.
The profit that Prime makes as a hospital business was what was made available in the city of Reading in October, November of 2008 to keep Shasta Regional open and the 800 jobs and all the people that are employed there. So because of that investment of capital or profit from other operations, you now have a city that has two ERs, two cardiac programs. That was very important to this community. That capital was needed. It was a good thing. And that's, I think...
I don't think people... And somehow people got angry about that. Because then the employees voted against the union.
That's correct, and I think that's what's triggered all this is that the SEIU was recently decertified by Shasta Regional employees. It's the last union that basically the employees voted out, and that was appealed by the SEIU all the way up to the National Labor Relations Board. And just a week or so ago, that was upheld. They said, "No, that's a legit decertification. You're out of there." That explains what's going on now.
And then all of a sudden these articles start.
Right, because they basically want to unionize all 14 hospitals. You must realize that every one of the 14 hospitals that Prime's invested in have been on the brink of closure. So these are valuable, needed services in various areas throughout the state, and now there's functioning hospitals there because of the process. Now, when Prime takes over, they throw out all the contracts with the insurers and the labor unions, and they make enemies that way. And that's who's gotten together, I believe, to take down Prime at this point, because the insurance companies, the healthcare insurance companies, don't like Prime because they don't go along with their absurd per diem contracting processes, which is how they tend to mess up most of the hospitals. That's called the revenue. When you take over a struggling business, you have to adjust your revenue process, and you have to then get rid of bad contracts. So he does. Good for him. I'm talking about Prime Ready. Two, you have to look at your internal labor or costs of doing business, so he gets rid of certain union contracts and readjusts those. And then you have to look at efficiency, and they do, and then they recreate a hospital. That's not a bad thing for the citizens of California.
So what would you say was the in this article, it was saying how they admitted, the average admissions was so much higher than any other hospital that was looked at.
As a group.
And you're saying... Physicians are the ones to put people in a hospital.
Every one of those admissions comes in with a physician signing an order to be admitted.
Was that in the article?
No, not at all. In fact, the article makes you think that the business office is downstairs in the emergency room running admission practices.
Seeing what kind of insurance people have and
not
all
at
that.
All. I'll give you my frontline report last week.
Okay, we got 1 minute here, okay. And then we're going to keep you here. We've got other guests that we're going to run in also, but we're going to keep you here for a while. You're leaving town.
Sure. We did four heart operations recently. All came through the ER in various modalities, but they were two Medicare patients, one Medi-Cal, and one cash, meaning no pay. So in these four people that had to be moved from the ER to the catheterization lab, then to the operating room, one on a Sunday, at no time. In fact, the Sunday was probably the patient was just cash. Nobody interfered and told me to admit this person or not this one or the cash payment, which means there's no pay. No one got in my way and said, oh, my gosh, this is a money loser. Get him out of it. No. The point is they don't do that. It's about physicians practicing medicine. And they make a decision. And in truth, in the 2 years I've been here, there's never been any obstruction or promotion of any group of patients in any way. And these come down to physicians practicing.
Well, this is one of the reasons that we love to have the station. There's always another side, and we try to provide that. We got to take a break here for the news. Our guest has been Dr. Doug McConnell. He's staying around for a while. Carl on the bottom.
Yes, sir.
KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, it's another bearish day on Wall Street. Disappointing economic news and the August 2nd deadline to raise the debt limit are weighing negatively on markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 78 points. Durable goods unexpectedly fell in June, raising concern that manufacturing is running out of steam. Orders for long-lasting items dropped 2.1% last month. Economists were expecting a gain. When you remove transportation, orders actually ticked up just slightly, but they still fell short of estimates. Executives from Moody's and S&P will be on Capitol Hill to testify about their role in the current debt ceiling debate. The U.S. is at risk of losing its AAA credit rating from both Moody's and S&P if there's no deal to raise the debt ceiling. And shares of Dow component Boeing are on the rise after surpassing earnings expectations during the second quarter. Boeing also raised its full-year earnings outlook. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Don't miss the Summer Music Series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the Music Room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Villona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the Summer Music Series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:35 in the morning on July the 27th. This month is gone, Bad Bob. It's gone. It's going to be 103 today.
Stick a fork in it.
Yeah, it's about to be 103 today. Linda's on assignment right now as we speak. You know, we've got so much stuff going on in town here. you know, Paul Hooser from REU has called it quits. Had a somewhat of an exciting time. The old Chinese curse, may your life be interesting. Well, his life has been interesting for about 3 years on a number of things. We're going to try and get Paul, see if we can get Paul on again. He was on last week talking about electricity and, REU and the things that have gone on. He didn't mention the fact he was leaving, but I can understand that. We've been talking, and we're going to be talking about later on the guest from our very, very, very successful charter school, UPREP, talking to the superintendent and principal there. We've talked to Dr. Doug McConnell, who wanted to answer that piece in the Record Searchlight about Shasta Regional Medical Center and Prime Medical, the ones that run these hospitals, saying is that, you know, they don't tell the whole story. And so he was given the other side of it. And, you know, this is one of the things that – this is one of the aspects of having community radio, my friends, that we want to provide. Let somebody else have a voice in the community besides the TV, the local TV, which, by the way, is Channel 7 is a very, very, very good station, very fair. And the newspaper in the Record Searchlight, for the most part, is a great paper. We applaud the Record Searchlight. I write for the Record Searchlight in the blog. On the other hand, there are times that the Record Searchlight does things that I don't agree with, and other people don't agree with. And what are they going to say? Who are they going to talk to? How are they going to give their point of view? Well, they come here to a local radio station that's set up for this. Your community radio. That's what we do. All right. Now, let's move into a little bit somewhat lighter area here. Our guest is Graham Wilcox. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Wilcox. Graham is the newest chef out in Anselmo Vineyards. You're not taking the place of John Stadelli. You're out there as...
Enhancing.
As enhancing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're bringing in a different menu and a different type of thing for a different type of maybe look. For a couple of days a week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we decided to expand the hours that we're open. Originally, we were open on Thursdays and Friday nights for dinner only. Of course, we're doing the lunch on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, brunch on Sunday. But we opened up for dinner on Thursday and Sunday now. And so they brought me in to kind of work new menus for those nights. And Thursday night is kind of a unique night. We recently installed a wood-fired pizza oven, which is kind of a Tuscan style, very Italian. And we are doing pizzas on Thursday nights now, very traditional style, Napolitana style pizzas. And so that's kind of a fun thing that we get to do out there. And then Sunday, we're doing special dinners in which we create menus that are based primarily on ingredients that we find within the area, local ingredients. And beginning the first Sunday in August, what we're going to be doing is actually doing specific winemaker dinners with our new winemaker that we're bringing on board, who is starting this week. And
she's
Chandra.
Chandra, that's right.
Yeah, and she should be starting this week, and we're going to collaborate putting together menus based on the wines that we have out at the winery. And so that's going to be a kick. She's going to be available to answer any questions that the guests have on the nights that we're doing those wine dinners, Sunday nights.
Well, you know, I've always I had the opportunity to meet her the other day, and I would like. You know, we're probably going to have a show with Chandra, because how do you make wine? How do you make good wine? And that's, I think she could probably tell us how to do that.
I think she could probably do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about you and about the menu out there. Mm-hmm. You know, this is another big change. I shouldn't say it's a big change, but it's another step forward in what Anselmo's Vineyards and the Seven Hills, Ranch and Cattle Company, are doing is in expanding out there to offer more to the citizens and the people right here in the North State, because it is the North State.
Yep.
All right, this is Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment. It's 7:40 in the morning, and we're going to be back right after these quick messages.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get two for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get three for $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere, is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it. And when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only places you can get these web back supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Carl Endebot, Free Fire Radio, 7:44 in the morning. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of comments about Paul Hooser leaving REU. And we'll be talking about that later on this week. Our guest right now, though, is Mr. Graham Wilcox, who is the latest chef. I shouldn't say the latest. He's the latest addition to the the chefs out at Anselmo Vineyards. And is Anselmo Vineyards is opening up Thursday night and Sunday night for dinners with a different outlook.
Yes.
Pizzas. And I know that R.C. Anselmo is just a bear about pizzas.
Yeah, well, you know, he's traditional Italian, and you know, he definitely has specifics in mind with regard to pizza, which is kind of funny. When we first sat down, we were talking about it, and you know, I've worked with wood-fired pizza ovens for years and years, working for Wolfgang Puck down in the Los Angeles area in the Bay Area, and it was kind of funny how I said, well, I have a lot of experience doing this, and he said, yeah, but we need to be very, very traditional with regard to the pizza, Italian style, not the California style so much, but you know, the traditional, you know, fresh mozzarella cheese on the pizza, the fresh tomato sauce, and the actual dough that that you work it, and it's a thing of art. And
we had one the other day, and it was just really, really good.
Yeah,
and different, different in a good sense. Now, how did you get down here? I mean, you just moved here from, I believe, Portland, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, as a chef, I'm kind of nomadic, I guess, which is the nature of the beast in terms of that profession. You know, you make the rounds, you work in different places, you hear about a chef somewhere who's doing something interesting, and you want to go learn from that person what they're doing, and that's kind of what my life has been for the last, 20-odd years or so. And it's been a long, interesting journey. And I was up in Portland for about 6 years, actually, in the specialty grocery business for New Seasons Market, which is very similar to like a Whole Foods, I guess. They do natural, organic food. And I was in a restaurant in downtown as well for about a year. And then I made the move down here. And it's kind of coming home, in a sense. I grew up in the Central Valley. I was born and raised just south of Sacramento. And so it's been good.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
And I think that expanding what they're doing out and in Selma's is also another good sign that things are happening.
Yeah.
We're looking at businesses, local businesses, and we give different businesses that are expanding is always good news. And others that go by the wayside, there's a number of restaurants opening up.
Yes.
In the next month or 6 weeks, that was really surprising. All of a sudden, we saw that. And if you're going to compete in this market, you've got to keep stepping it up.
Absolutely,
which is what RC and Chicken do.
Yeah, absolutely. And this Thursday night pizza is it's definitely a departure from what the status quo is, I suppose. We've got the oven, and it's a very unique type of equipment where it requires a certain amount of expertise with regard to not just how you make the pizza, but how you set the oven at and how you, the type of wood that you use, the flavor that.
What kind of wood do you use?
Primarily oak, which is actually from the ranch right there, and yeah. It's a great thing. And the ingredients that we're using out there, we're procuring that from the ranch itself as much as we possibly can. Obviously, we're not making the mozzarella cheese, but there is room for that as well, to make the cheese ourselves and to try to capture kind of that microclimate that's up there, which is it's very unique. We're about 1,800 feet up there, and it's about a good 10 to 15 degrees cooler up there than it is on the valley floor, which is a nice thing as well, because it gets a little bit too warm down here in the valley. It's a nice quick jaunt up there to cool off a little bit. But
we've talked about out there, dinner with the sunset coming in, it's just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. That's another great thing, is being in the kitchen and having that view. It's difficult trying not to step away from the kitchen so I can take photographs of the view out there. But
okay, well, our guest has been Graham Wilcox, and Graham is the latest addition to the menu offerings out there. Is our latest chef, or the latest chef out at in Selma's, and of course John Stadelli, who started it out there, is still of course there, and you're doing the Thursday and the Sundays.
Correct.
And besides just the pizza, you've started but fish and other lighter fare out there. Would you say, or different, a little bit different look at the menu then?
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of my take on wine country food, I suppose. How can I describe it? I guess what I do is on Sunday night as opposed to Thursday. Well, obviously Thursday is the pizza night, but on Sunday I just kind of, I compose the menu, and it's based on the beef that we have available at the ranch, different types of lamb that we have out there, and the fish I usually stick to what we can get locally. And there's Alley Gold Farm that we have out there, which is a nice, they farm organically. They're not certified yet. They're in the process of getting that, but they're right across the street right across the highway, I should say, from the vineyard. And so I've been talking to them about getting produce grown right across the street until we have our own garden going. And so it's going back to the whole microclimate. There's a tremendous bounty out there, and it would be crazy not to take advantage of everything that's out there. And it's a great part of the creative process as well as a chef to be able to draw from all these different ingredients that are out there and come up with a nice menu. And
I think that sounds great.
Yeah, it's a
really
lot of
worth
fun.
A try. Yeah.
It's a tremendous amount of fun. Yeah,
great. Okay, our guest has been Mr. Graham Wilcox, or as they call him, Mr. Wilcox. from Anselmo Vineyards and the Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company. We're talking about the newest offerings up there on the hill mm-hmm. on the way up to Shingletown. On Thursday nights, of course, is pizza, the old Italian New York pizza. And then on Sundays, a little bit different look at the food. Of course, all of it, as usual, always be just outstanding.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, 7:50 in the morning. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a couple of things that are happening just around town here. 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking with the principal and superintendent of our charter school, UPREP. And why are they so successful when other schools in the United States are failing? Why is that? This is Free Fire Radio.
You've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust. Listen to the wind blow.
Watch the sun. Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1416. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment, 7:53 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee. The finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Joe and Shelly do so much for our community. You get a veteran's discount when you walk in there. They support our community. They support the veterans. They support people that have really working at it, not people who made lifestyle changes or lifestyle choices in that sense of I'd rather drink or use drugs than have a job. No. They support our community in the right sense of helping people that you know, that need help, that deserve help, you know, different charities and such. You can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew. Okay. Our guest, you know, we just brought him back in here. He was wandering around. It was Dr. Doug McConnell. You know, there are so many things going on.
Yes.
That I just don't even really, you know, let's talk about debt ceiling just for a second.
Sure.
Okay, the debt ceiling is, here we are, a week away.
Everything you need to know about.
I don't know what Obama's plan is. Is Obama's plan?
There is no Obama plan.
I mean, I'm seriously, if somebody's out there will tell me what it is, because I'm not sure if there is a plan.
I would like to direct anybody with a question about the debt ceiling to Thomas Sowell's opinion piece in today's Record Searchlight, where everything you need to know as to why it even exists, which is it's a constraint or a legislative constraint we have created. It allows a spending group to then suck in the other people to approve of the spending. And it's a very it's a wonderful article. Read Thomas Sowell. He's a wonderful thinker and writer. Yeah. But it's basically an artificial constraint. But the truth is we've created a crisis for ourselves by spending way too much. And we put the ceiling out here to somehow put a ticking time clock on getting the people against spending to have to come along and somehow increase the ceiling. And it's happened under all presidents, all parties. It's stupid. We need to basically get back to basics, and that's really why I think you don't have to have a debt ceiling if you get back to a balanced budget amendment, which is a goal coming down the road.
But they've already said that they would. Obama said he would veto that. You know.
But the question is, make him and ask him why. What is so bad about living within your
debt? I don't understand that either, because everybody else has to do it. I mean, if you're going to be a success, you know, one of the things about spending is this: is under Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was spending like $550 million a day.
Of debt, added debt at $500 million a day.
Bush jumped it up to like 1.6
of new debt billion. Every day. Yeah, which is quite a bit of money.
But Obama is at $4.1 billion a day. He's tripled what Bush was doing.
Correct. And Bush had multiple projects, including dealing with 9/11 and setting up a whole new government entity. Well, I'm not making excuses like TSA and all that, Homeland Security. And then the other issues that happened later, but he also spent money on the drug program. So you're right. And this little fact that the slipping into debt at the rate of 4.5 billion a day is a remarkable achievement. Just go out to a week and figure out that that's probably $30 billion a week of new debt.
Oh, yeah, I know. And then of every dollar, 40% of it's borrowed.
Right. And then there has to be an honest leadership look into the TV camera, looking at the American people and say, even I can figure out this cannot go on.
No, I mean, it's got to be both sides. But the scary thing is they went out in the street yesterday and they asked people about the debt limit.
Oh
my God, the people that had no idea what you were talking about. Now,
if we choose to stay ignorant, we'll get the government we deserve. It's an old motto.
Yeah, well, the debt limit issues fuel Reading rally. Okay, another front page story on Record Searchlight, Mike. You know, I look at this, and all these people are in Herger's office saying, it's wrong what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. Not one thing in there that if I read it, and I've read it twice, is to say, are these people from like the local Democratic Party? Who are they? Are they just concerned citizens? Are they? It sounds to me as like a well-conceived little group that goes down there. I mean, are they all just people off the street? Or is there a reason for this?
Well,
and why is it front page like this when we don't even have front page when we have rallies for the veterans?
I don't understand the placement. They'd have to talk to the paper about
that. I don't understand. This is two things the Record Searchlight has done. Well, they've done a number of things over the last few weeks that I question, because bad news on the front page. Their headlines have nothing to do with reality of it. Like we have no resiliency in our county, and yet when you go in there and you read it, it says, this is a biased, survey. Well, I don't understand what they're doing here.
I don't. Newspaper business is a tough business these days.
It is.
If it bleeds, it leads. But in our earlier issue, I think if the article was all about Medicare admissions being inappropriate, it might have helped to at least talk to a few admitting doctors who actually admit Medicare people to find out if they're being pressured in some way by the hospital to do that. And, of course, they aren't. And I'm not. I'm one of those doctors. So that was a missing piece. But that said, controversy is how you sell papers. I understand that piece of the business. And in this case, these people were demonstrating. But in truth, they were walking around with Democratic talking points. That is their opinion. And it did make the front page of the paper. That's good. Is it news? I don't think so. But it certainly was an organized group of people, none of whom I think were going to be affected by Medicare, at least what's ever cuts are there. And Medicare is changing. No way out.
Hey, our guest has been Dr. Doug McConnell. Doug, we're always so happy when you stop by here.
Sure.
You've got different viewpoints.
Yeah, I was hoping to see Linda. Linda, though. But
well, I know everybody is hoping to see Linda. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Pond, and this is a KCNR Shasta Ready.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama wins. No, not on the debt ceiling. More on that continued stalemate in a moment. A judge has sided with the president in a battle over stem cell research funding. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
It's a fight that goes back to the Clinton administration, and the latest victory goes to embryonic stem cell funding supporters. After a federal appeals court reversed him, the judge who had earlier ruled that the lawsuit against the administration policy would likely succeed was now forced to dismiss the lawsuit. Plaintiffs claim that the policy violates a 1996 law barring federal funding of research that destroys embryos. The administration policy gets around that by funding research that's done on privately collected embryos.
Mike, now to the debt debate. Democratic Congressman John Larson calls it Groundhog Day.
You keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
Two plans, Dave. Neither from the House nor the Senate saves as much money as advertised. The Senate Democrats hope for a $2.7 trillion bill, but the Congressional Budget Office counts $500 billion less.
That proposes the largest debt limit increase in history.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell supports a plan from the House GOP. Democrat Harry Reid warns
this legislation is so weak that it won't get out of this chamber.
The legislation's also being reworked. A conservative bloc of Republicans complain the GOP plan falls short of promised spending cuts, Dave.
Jared, on Wall Street, the Dow's down 105 points. An icon getting a sort of military funeral. The Walter Reed Hospital's closing.
For more than a century, this place, this grand campus, has symbolized the Army's unyielding commitment to the care and treatment of our wounded warriors.
Army Secretary John McHugh. And a 7-year-old girl killed 54 years ago, dug out of her grave this morning in Illinois, as a 71-year-old Seattle man's now finally being charged in her murder. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce, margins are thin, and what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A Sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
Time for a pop test. Not something you want to hear if you happen to be a Fram filter. At the Fram Proving Grounds, we give the burst test, where we put our filters in a pressure chamber and crank it up until they explode. Pop. The result is a filter that takes more pressure than driving conditions could ever produce. To help protect your oil and your engine, Fram filters take the burst test to help your engine pass the road test it takes, day after day. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Put our filters to the test at Fram.com.
Norway's prime minister is vowing more democracy and more openness days after the terror attacks that left 76 dead.
Violence can never be accepted.
Jens Stoltenberg, as cabinet ministers return to their offices today in the Oslo area blown up last Friday. Now, police are offering a more detailed account of the arrest of the suspect, Anders Breivik. They say he surrendered when police got near him on the island Friday, where he had been shooting people at a youth camp. They say he put down his weapon and held his hands high over his head. He confessed in court, did not, though, plead guilty. Gaddafi may still be in power in Libya, but his diplomats no longer welcome in London. They'll be expelled from the embassy as Britain recognizes the rebel faction as Libya's legitimate government. Foreign Secretary William Hague.
The best solution involves Gaddafi leaving Libya as well as leaving power. It is the best solution, but it's not one that we can impose or guarantee.
In Libya, a rally for Gaddafi among the supporters in the crowd. The Pan Am Lockerbie bomber, Abdel Basset al-Megrahi, in a wheelchair but still alive. When Scotland set him free in 2009, al-Megrahi was said to be at death's door with terminal cancer. A high-profile mayor in Afghanistan, assassinated.
A spokesman for the Taliban saying it killed the mayor of Kandahar to avenge the deaths of two children killed during demolitions of illegally constructed homes ordered to be torn down by the mayor. He was the third top power broker from southern Afghanistan to be killed this month. President Hamid Karzai's half-brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai, considered to be the most powerful man in the south, was shot and killed in his home by a trusted colleague on July 12th. 5 days later, an advisor to the president on tribal issues was also gunned down. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
UNICEF has started an emergency vaccination program in Kenya because of an influx of refugees from famine-hit Somalia. They're targeting more than 300,000 children for the program. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and DeBott, 8:05, July the 27th. My goodness. Linda's on assignment. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room. A lot of you talking about natural disasters. As I said earlier in the show, we had an opportunity to go down to California. It's the California Emergency Management, office or building. I'd have to check it out a little bit closer. But it's a building set up with an operation center. It's built to withstand earthquakes. It's a spot, you know, even the governor can come down. Oh, yeah.
Is this part of the OES?
Yeah, it's over in Mather Field. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have communications going out. They've got spots for all. You know what? It looks like a big operation center that I saw, you know, when you're running a war. And that's essentially is what it has to do. And they talk about gave us a briefing about what happened in Joplin, Missouri. And even if you have plans, when something hits you like that, like the hospitals disappeared. They were just rendered useless. Nursing homes gone. So what do you do? They had like a 30-minute warning. So they were able to, you know, the fact that only 158, and I say only 158 people were killed, it was just amazing. So y'all are talking a little bit about that, and they were talking about the fault lines and the ring of fire and all this. So what we're going to have another show. We're going to bring some of these people in and talk about this. That and forensics. I think both of those are shows that we hear so much about, but really know little about what's going on with it. Tomorrow on our guest will include, besides his veterans issues with Bob Dunlap, and talking about the delay of the veterans home. By the way, neither Feinstein nor Boxer have addressed this or the fact of the million plus case backlog in the Veterans Administration. We've called them, we have sent emails, we have asked for just, you know, hey, what do you think about this? Are you going to do anything about it? We've had no response from them. Of course, I haven't looked at my email this morning, so I may be wrong. But if that's the case, I'll say that tomorrow. Bob Dunlap. But we're also going to have in here, well, that's right, yellow cab drivers. Part of the people that are getting hammered because RABA has decided to run their buses out there. They're not going to make money. In fact, they're going to lose money. And why is it? It's to supplement IESCO. And they said the other businesses, but mainly IESCO, who has, you know, they're training Chinese pilots out there. They're subsidizing a business that's already out there at the cost of the backs of other people, of other small businesses here in town, the yellow cab drivers, many of whom have turned to that to make ends meet when the downturn in the economy. And in fact, since they're losing money and it's subsidized, why would we want then to cost our city taxes by taking money away from the cab drivers who pay taxes? I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous. And then to have, you know, to have the paper come out and say, hey, this is a good idea. I don't understand that reasoning. So tomorrow we're going to have yellow cab drivers on so you can hear the other side of this story. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have the principal and superintendent of one of the most successful schools in Reading, and then I guess would be the North State, is with us, Aaron. And we'll be talking to Aaron when we come back. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:09 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages,
good friends and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs' outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where eatertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and Carl on the Body, 12 in the morning. Are we blinded by the light there? Yeah. Well, I was blinded by the sunlight. What's the weather going to be like today, Bad Bob?
Well, it is a good day to wear your sunglasses, Carl. Look for a high today, pushing the century mark, but tomorrow we're definitely going to get there. About 98 today, 103 tomorrow. It's going to be hot, hot, hot over the weekend. Then, oddly enough, cooling off into the new week. So, very atypical summer weather. We haven't had that day after day after day of just blistering heat. So, no big complaints there. Right now, checking, we've got about 72 degrees in downtown. And weather report brought to you by Anselmo.
That's right. Anselmo has music this weekend. Sons of Italy are having a blood drive Thursday, July 28th at 3:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the located at the Bloodmobile at the Grange Hall at Asabars Road and Kenyon Drive. To make an appointment, please call Joe Soltis at 241-1802. However, you can just walk in. Hey, you receive a coupon for a free pint of Baskin Robbins ice cream, free hot dogs, sold in a bag of chips inside the Lodge Hall. Yes. You know what? If nothing else gets Bad Bob down there to himself bled, it could be that Baskin Robbins. All right. Hey, we are honored to have here Erin Stewart. Good morning.
Good morning.
She is the principal and superintendent of a very successful school right here in Reading, UPREP, and it's a charter school.
That's right.
Is being a charter school have something to do with the huge success that y'all are enjoying?
I think, yes, I agree it does, because it gave us the opportunity to open the school, and that would have been the only way we could do it. You know, I think we filled a niche here.
Well, tell people what a charter school is. I know, you know, I would say most people would know it, but then I just saw men on the street interviews about, Can you tell us about the debt ceiling? And there, I mean, just the blank looks on people's face. So, I mean, there's a lot of misconceptions, I'm sure, about charter schools.
Well, for one thing, the big one, I think, is that they're public schools. So if you're a public school, you can't have entrance requirements. You don't charge money. So that's a misconception I hear frequently, that we have tuition and that we have some sort of academic entrance requirement, and we don't.
That you cherry-pick students and all these things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there probably is a level of self-selection because of the name. It's like, oh, I want to go to college, so I'm going to go here. But, I mean, pretty much everybody wants to go to college, hopefully, in this community. And that's actually the niche we were trying to fill, to prepare more kids for college. That's why we have an exclusively college prep curriculum. So there's no other choice. If you go to our school, you take college prep classes, and if you struggle with that, we have lots of safety nets for our students. We have tutorials and study halls and all kinds of things to help kids get there. But that's the point, getting there.
Well, I was in full disclosure here.
Okay.
Back a few years ago, when I was wandering around Reading after I'd gotten out of the service, I had my teaching certificate, so I was a substitute teacher, and at UPrep. I think 3 or 4 times, mainly down in the,
middle school?
Middle school. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was also out at Juvie and Oasis and Enterprise and Pioneer and all these. So I had the opportunity to see UPrep as I did these other schools. And the attitude of the students and the faculty there were, it was really gratifying to see. Everybody was really pumped up about school and learning.
Well, when you can hire your whole staff, that's a huge advantage. That as a charter school, we have that. You know, we start from the ground up. And so you hire people that embrace a mission, that like kids, that are excited about coming to work every day.
And they are not guaranteed a job there.
None of us is. None of us. All of us are at-will employees. So the staff works for me, and I work for the board, and any of us can be terminated at any point.
Okay. And that's scary to a lot of people, isn't it?
I think it is in theory, and I was a tenured teacher for 23 of my 27 years, and all in this area. And some people have become very complacent with that, and that's fine. I know I worked with all kinds of people who did their best every day, whether they had tenure or not. I don't think my employees are afraid of putting their jobs on the line every day, and except in education, that's pretty much how it is.
Well, you know, that and, in some other scenarios, but I guess what I was getting at is that they're not in fear of it, but it's the idea that, you know, next door is you've got a guaranteed job as long as you breathe and show up. You don't even really have to perform at your top level, and you have tenure.
Right.
And I'm not knocking the teachers, please. I know how hard it is. I've been there.
Right.
But it's a different scenario where you're at that maybe at will pushes you up that other notch.
I think there's more ownership of the organization when you're at will. I think that's the big difference. I have been a regular or a public school regular ed person for so many years that I've watched very excellent administrators get rid of teachers that weren't performing. It can be done. It's difficult, but it can be done. But I do think that in an at-will organization, you own the organization in a way you don't when you come into an established school and you have tenure and it's like been there before you and it's going to go on after you. So I think that's a big piece is the ownership.
Yeah, I think in some places I've been, it's the old, I was here before you, I'll be here after you.
Right.
And that was, you know, you run into that sometimes and get into big headquarters when there's government, government agencies that you're working with.
Well, it is government, I guess.
Well,
people don't
is.
Really think of
that's
that
true.
That
it
way,
is.
But it
that's,
is.
It is. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about UPrep, and you know y'all have enjoyed a lot of success lately, and let's talk about that. Talk about those successes, and how you achieve that success, and how can we spread that success throughout the rest of our school system. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:20 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta spring water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta spring water, naturally the best.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody about NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can apply for credit, pay on your account, order fuel for delivery, and check out our CFN and fleet-wide sites. It's that time of the year when you need to start spraying your porches, patios, and fences with our new Login Shake. We sell it in 5-gallon pails or bulk. We're selling propane bottle tanks now, 2.5-gallon to 7 gallons, for camping to barbecues. Also, Johnny and Ricky are starting to do a lot of tune-ups on Monitor and Toyo stoves this summer, so you'll be ready for winter. Give us a call for a free estimate. 241-2196. Northern Lights Energy, your Monitor and Toyo stove dealer. For all the hot rods and Harleys and boats, we have high-octane fuel. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and in Reading, open on Saturday till 3:30. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave,
going
our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM. Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing in weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:22 in the morning. July the 27th, Carl Linda Bott. Linda's out there on a reconnaissance today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leah, you know what? Dr. Leah is a great man to have. Look at your eyes. He is our optometrist. He knows what he's doing. He's been in the business here in Reading for over 20 years. He's got his own on-site lab. If you got a problem with insurance, don't worry about it. Talk to him. They will work with you. Glasses for the entire family. He's on 1751 Hartnell Avenue. We can't say enough about Dr. Joseph Leo. Okay, our guest, Aaron Stewart from UPrep. And, you know, I keep gushing about, and you know what? And I gush about education because I've had so many, we've had so many of our law enforcement agencies here. We've had the sheriff. We've had the highway patrol. We've had the police. We've had the probation department. We've had the district attorney. We've had the Shasta County Justice Center. We've had them all on, and every one of them says the same thing. Catch them young and get them an education. And I just so wholeheartedly believe in that. And UPrep has offered a program or has a program that has gained nationwide attention. Please tell us about it.
Well, just in June, we were ranked by Newsweek. They're America's Best High Schools program. They ranked the top 500 public high schools in the nation out of about 22,000 plus public high schools nationally. And we received the rank of 163, which puts us in the top 1%. And of course, we're really excited about that. And their criteria is interesting. They look at graduation rate. They look at college matriculation rate, and that's 25% on each of those. They look at SAT scores, AP scores, that they're kind of looking overall at which high schools are really preparing kids to go off to college and be successful.
And you prep right here in Reading is in the top 1% of all high schools in the United States.
According to Newsweek, yes. Yes. And, you know, of course, we feel that way anyway. But I do want to say that that's kind of the big idea of charters was when they passed the law to about 14 years ago to enact charters in this state, the idea was to raise the bar, was to create competition. And with declining enrollment pretty much across the state, people have to compete for students, and parents are now consumers of education. And I think that's a good thing. It makes all of us better, keeps everybody on their toes. You know, nobody's resting on their laurels. We have tremendous education in this area. Shasta County has a great system of education across the board. So to be part of that is an honor, and also to excel within that is great, too.
It is. And what would you say is your secret?
Well, I
mean, I know there's not just one thing,
right.
but what drives you all to this level of excellence?
I had a tremendous advantage in being able to hire my entire staff. So unlike other administrators, I didn't inherit teachers who maybe were not that good or not that committed. So everybody that we hired, for the most part, I think we've done a really good job hiring people that are committed to the vision and to the mission and really love kids, which is very important, and are excited about their subject. That's one thing. The other thing, which will get me in trouble, is that I think not having tenure, not having to deal with collective bargaining issues is huge. And there's no administrator in the area that doesn't envy us who don't have to do that. And so every day, everybody's job is, you know, on the line in a way. And I think that makes us all better. And that includes me. That's everybody.
So not having tenure, which is a almost sacrosanct, you might say,
right,
in the school system. And that includes, you know, universities. They make they make movies about tenure.
Correct.
Yeah, I know. And the so you're saying is, you know, you don't have to worry about collective bargaining.
Right.
You don't have to worry about tenure. You just say do your job. And then you can put different rules out for your, do you put different rules out for your teachers? Or,
well, they have different assignments.
Assignments.
The high school teachers teach 6 classes, which isn't typical in this area.
What is typical in
5.
Five. Okay.
So they work harder. And then we also have a tutorial and or advisory at the end of every day, which is another 25 minutes that they're responsible for. So they do have an increased assignment. They definitely do.
So is their pay different in a charter school?
It can be. I mean, it's set by the board. We lined ours up with Shasta Union High School District because that was our authorizing agency. And so we haven't stayed right with them. They have more resources than we do, and with the budget and cash flow and deferrals and all that, we've been a little more conservative, I think, in the last couple of years. But our board's goal is to, when things get better in the economy, is actually to compensate our teachers at a higher level because they do more.
Well, if they work longer hours. And now the mentoring, I guess, or the tutorials at the end of the day is for those children that may be having problems.
Actually, everybody's assigned to a tutorial through junior year.
Oh.
Juniors can opt out if they have a 3.0, but it's a great opportunity to make up tests, to do study groups, whatever, start your homework. And some kids do get one-on-one tutoring during that time from either peers or teachers.
Okay. So. Well, what about, when you talk about your graduation rate is one of the big things. We've got a couple minutes here. Let's talk some statistics.
Okay.
What is your graduation rate?
I think we've only had one student in 7 years that didn't graduate.
One student in 7 years that did not graduate.
Well, I should say we've only had graduates since 2008, so because we started out with 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade.
That's still 3 years, though.
Yep, 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years, and you've only had one student fail to graduate.
And normally, almost all of our students matriculate to college. For example, this year, all of our graduates, 62 of the 63, are enrolled right now for college, and one is in the Air Force.
Well, I'm glad to see one of them.
Last year, 3 went in the military.
Well,
so.
I'm glad to see that one of them in this class has seen the, seen the light there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it's great. So, I mean, we got like a minute left, so I don't want to get into this. I want to come back and talk about how we can take the success and spread it throughout the rest of Shasta County. I don't know what the dropout rate is in Shasta County, but I imagine it's more than just one per graduating class. Do you have? I don't know if you have those statistics.
Actually, we have a great graduation rate in Shasta County.
That's super,
high up in the 90s.
Well, you know what? That's great because you know other statistics say is that when you look at people that are unemployed, the people without an without a high school degree, their unemployment rate is like 40%,
right.
Something like that. And people just with a high school rate degree are like a 10% unemployment. People with a college degree are like 4%. So that's where your when your numbers come up to that. Anyway, we got to take a break here for the news. Our guest is Aaron Stewart, the principal and superintendent of UPREP, one of the in the top 1% of all high schools in the United States, right here from Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Debt plans that don't live up to expectations. The Congressional Budget Office says proposals from John Boehner and Harry Reid don't lower the deficit by as much as advertised. Now there's growing concern about America's credit rating.
Neither Boehner's plan nor Reid's plan may be enough to convince the credit rating agencies that this country is serious about getting its debt under control. And even if our AAA status only goes down to AA, that could add $100 billion to the interest we have to pay on government debt, and also raise interest rates on home mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards as well.
Fox's Wendell Goller at the White House. A growing number of House Republicans telling Fox News they endorse Boehner's plan. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit that sought to end federal funding for stem cell research, deferring to a higher court opinion that the suit would likely fail. The ruling is a victory for the Obama administration, the policy involving privately collected embryos. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park!
The avalanche is awesome!
It was really fun!
When you're coming down, it's really fast. It's awesome. It's just so awesome.
Really fun!
The avalanche is my favorite ride.
Fast, fun, wet, the cyclone.
Fun, really fun.
Summertime fun
at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Go have fun, fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. What was that sound? Was that a crashing sound? Or a...
That was one of your professionally produced radio liner jingle things.
What was that sound?
That crash? That was part of the jingle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:35 in the morning, July the 27th.
I just run them.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes. TC, Tim, and the Man in Black give great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Take a step back in the time. Get your hair cut. Have great conversation. And just enjoy yourself. That's Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. Monday through Friday, like I said, they give discounts to veterans. They help our community. It's a great place to visit. Bob gets his haircut and his beard trimmed there.
And they do a mighty fine job. And you get some good conversation out of those folks.
That's right. You know, and then you know what? They even worked on your eyebrows.
Well, that required the 4-gauge wire on the weed whacker.
There you go. Our guest, Aaron Stewart, principal and superintendent of UPREP, which is one of the top 1% of all high schools in the nation. And through the work of Aaron and her merry band of educators that you have with you.
Right.
One of the things we were talking about on the break was the fact that you needed to find a Latin teacher. Now, how many other schools offer Latin?
In this area, we're the only school.
Right. And when I was a substitute teacher to all of you out there, I was in there and successfully taught one day in the Latin class. I think we showed a movie. But I knew E Pluribus Unum and, of course, Semper Fidelis. So I just jumped right into the middle of that one and tried not to appear completely ignorant during the class. But you were looking for a Latin teacher.
Right. We did a national search for a Latin teacher mainly on the national, the Classical League website. And thanks to Skype, I was able to interview people all across the country and then bring a few people up to Reading to meet us.
Well, and so you probably brought, what, 2 or 3 people in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what we did is we interviewed people, you know, virtually, and then brought them up. And we ended up hiring a young man from San Francisco who's been teaching Latin at the college level for a number of years and wanted to, you know, be in a situation where he could be full-time. Full-time Latin jobs are pretty rare. So we got a great response, actually. I probably had about 80 applications.
80 applications mm-hmm. to teach Latin.
Yep. And then a lot of those people didn't have Latin credentials, so I eliminated, you know, they took Latin in school or something, and I needed somebody who's actually credentialed in Latin, has a Latin degree, and, you know, really knows the subject. So
so they've taught in college for mm-hmm. 8 years.
8 years.
And then they're here. Now, were they from this area? Or?
No, I think he grew up, he said, south of Sacramento, and then he's been teaching at San Francisco State and Solano Community College. And I think he also taught at Santa Rosa in the past and had great, you know, had great, what do you call them, recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And he impressed us a lot in the interview. And, you know, with Latin, it's interesting because you've got to have somebody who can connect with the students. It's a very esoteric subject. And if it's somebody who just loves to talk about participles, forget it.
Right.
We're going to lose the kids the first day. So we were also looking for somebody that we thought would really connect with kids and, you know, kind of have some very creative. He does a lot with Latin through, you know, pop culture, like The Simpsons and things like that. So he showed us some things that he did with that. And I thought, oh, yeah.
The Simpsons and mm-hmm. Latin. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
No, I know.
How did he do this?
I really don't even know how he pulled it together. But I talked to one of his former students who said he would make jokes about the Simpsons in class in Latin and that the younger students in that class would really connect with that.
Wow. So. Well, you know, there was a movie called Tombstone. I don't know if you remember that.
Right.
There was a scene in that when Johnny Ringo and Doc Holliday start speaking Latin to mm-hmm. each other. And I just, you know, the first time I saw it, I was kind of like, yeah, okay. The second time I think I saw it, I was with somebody that understood Latin who, when they were talking, translated it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow. I mean, this, you know, this added so much to that scene. I mean, besides just 2 guys speaking Latin to each other.
You know, one of the things that I found really surprising when we started teaching Latin, and we require all of our 8th graders to take Latin 1, and then some of them go on to study it in high school. Others go on to a modern language. We also offer Mandarin, Russian, French, and Spanish. But what's so interesting to me about it is it helps her math skills. Because like math, it has an order of operations. Just like math, if you do one thing wrong, the whole thing's wrong. And that discipline of thinking that way, I think is it actually, and now there's apparently research out there showing the correlation between studying Latin and improving math. So we're pretty excited about that.
Wow, I guess so. Mm-hmm. And you're the only ones that offer Latin.
Yep, right now. But other, you know, other students are welcome to come and take it at our school.
Right. Well, so everybody has to take it at eighth grade.
That's right.
And I mean, a lot of people think dead language. You know, how good can this be?
Right.
But obviously, that once you're into something like this, it opens up. I mean, it's the base language for, you know, all the Romantic languages.
That's right. And about 80% of English is Latin based. So.
And if you can speak Latin, you can speak Spanish, French, Italian. What? Others,
right.
I mean, just by that knowledge of that.
And the irony is nobody knows what Latin really sounded like. I mean, the scholars think they know, but it is a dead language. So learning to speak it is kind of interesting in that sense. But if you can read it and use the cognates and the word roots and all that, that's a tremendous advantage.
Oh.
So I don't think people are speaking Latin so much, although that is the way we teach it as a spoken language.
National search to have somebody to teach Latin at UPrep. Maybe one of the reasons UPrep is in the top 1% of all high schools in this nation. This is Carl on the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Aaron Stewart, superintendent and principal of UPrep.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network. America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Botland is on assignment. 8:45 in the morning, July the 27th. It's hotter than that, Bad Bob, isn't it? It says, I don't believe that temperature that you've got written up there on the wall. Yeah, I know. Here's the thing. I got Bad Bob running like 12 different operations here, and then I throw something at him like, I don't think that's the right temperature. What is it?
Well, at the airport, 74 degrees, which is interesting since nobody I know actually lives at the airport, and I'm waiting for my...
But they want Robba to go out there. I mean, why would Robba want to go out to the airport and destroy the businesses of the yellow cab? And all those other guys that go out there, just not yellow cab, but all the cab drivers. City, well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow morning on the show at 7:30. We're having yellow cab in here to talk about why they think Robba going out there is a bad idea. Okay, see, 74 degrees. It's going to be up in the hundreds today, 102, 103.
So I call about 76 downtown right now.
Okay, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You give them a call at 474-5546 because you're going to need reservations when you go out there this weekend because they've got music. They always have music out there. In August, here in a couple of weeks, Linda will be singing. I think it's August 13th, in fact. She'll have her group out there. Last time she was out on the patio, and what a great time we had out there. Because you had the sun, you know, you had sunshine, you had the sunset, and a great group she has. So, okay, our guest, Aaron Stewart, principal and superintendent of UPREP, one of the top-ranked schools in the nation, not just one of, but in the top 1% of all high schools.
All public high schools.
All public high schools in the nation.
Which is about 22,000 plus.
You know, and you're 156 or something like that? Or
163.
163 out of 22,000. Well, that's how we selected Bad Bob. We had 22,000, 23,000 applicants, and Bob winnowed his way up.
Hey, Jay, the philosopher cab driver, called in with an interesting thing about talking about Latin. Well, hasn't that been spoken more or less continuously by the Catholic clergy since it was being spoken natively?
Yes, it has.
So they would have at least some idea of the correct pronunciations. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd think, but you know, but then they did away with Latin during the masses.
In the '60s, yeah.
In the '60s, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, at least in Italy, I think they probably got the right pronunciation.
They might. you might hope so. Hey, we've had questions coming in the chat room. Your choir, your dance, your musical mm-hmm. area.
That you Our have fine arts prep? Program,
right?
Well, we have 6 periods of dance every day. We have, I think, 3 drama classes. We have 12 music classes, including 3 sections of strings. Jazz band, concert band. We have several choirs. This year, I'd like to announce that our musical will be Annie. And we have some really talented kids. I look forward to bringing them on here and maybe have them sing for you.
Oh, absolutely. We'll fix that up. In fact, we'll even loan you our dog to be Arf or whatever his name
was. Well, that's good. We need a well-behaved dog, and it won't be mine.
Oh, okay. Well, then that just took Elk Killer off the list. Okay. So it's going to be Annie, mm-hmm. and that'll be close to Thanksgiving.
It's a couple of weekends before Thanksgiving is when we'll put it on. It'll be a big production because it's a great show and lots of parts.
The dog's name was Sandy, sir.
Well, that's what I meant.
Arf. That was just what he said.
That's what dogs say. No, Sandy was not his dog name, though.
Okay.
Sandy's real name was Beast of the North. They all have names. I mean, everybody knows this. That was his human name.
That was his stage name.
Stage name. You just call him Sandy. You could call ours Snooky. Her real name is Elk Killer. All the dogs get together. They all have names like that. Don't you know that? I'm sorry, Aaron.
I think my dog must be Eats Dirt.
Eats Dirt. You know what? Eats dirt and poops on the floor. Okay. Let's get past this. We were talking about much higher things. How would you tell parents to help them help their children excel?
Well,
obviously this is a parent teacher. You know, I mean, we've talked about the teachers, but you've also mentioned to me several times, you know, the families are involved in this.
It's the whole community. I think all the usual things of parents need to make sure their kids are well rested. They don't get up and eat sugar, that they have a place to study and do their homework, and that it's a family priority to do that. You know, those kinds of things are always important, and I think everybody knows those things. I think it's really important that if you want your child to go on to post-secondary education, that in your family culture, it's where you go to college, not if you go to college. You know, so that just that's how I was raised. And even though my parents, neither one of them went to college, my dad was a pilot in the Air Force, and we just knew we were going to college. I don't even know how they did that, but it wasn't even
it's
a question.
It's the same thing with my sister and I. My, both my parents had been in the service, you know, during World War II, and Dad was a self-made businessman. There was never any doubt that I was going to college, or my sister.
Right, because they could
look. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know how they did it either, but I think that's an important piece. And just in terms of the community, I mean, part of a task force right now where we're kind of we're working on changing community perception, where this becomes a community where everybody wants to send their kids to college. That it's not good enough just to, you know, get a high school diploma or whatever, or even if not college, in some other kind of technical training or whatever. And we really have a low college going rate out of this community, and that's a concern. And I think that's why, I really think that's why our school's been so popular, because it fills a need. People want that for their children.
We're the county of Shasta, right here in Redding and all this, has a 90% graduation rate.
Right.
The rate going on to college is low.
It's low. I mean, a lot of kids go out to Shasta College, but not as many of them as the college or the community would like them matriculate to a four-year school. Okay. And what we would like, and everybody would like, this task force, we talk about this a lot, is we want these kids to go off and become educated and come back and bring those ideas here and become entrepreneurs and do different things. And you've seen that in this community with the new restaurants opening and things. These are graduates of this community, and they come back and be the stewards, you know, and make this a place that's a little maybe a little more vibrant.
Well, the 2030 Club, the Catalyst, the young entrepreneurs
downtown
we've
Reading,
had on.
All this.
Downtown Reading. You know, they need to come back.
They
need to come back and be, you know, and be here.
But they're not going to want to if we don't have opportunities.
You're exactly right. Got to take a break here. Our guest, Aaron Stewart from UPrep, telling us some of the secrets about why they are in the top 1% of all public high schools in the nation.
You know, we have a...
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do, and the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco and Reading is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco and Reading, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Yeah, we don't back down here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:55 in the morning, July the 27th. Tomorrow morning, part of giving our community a voice, some people from Yellow Cab are going to be on here discussing the RABA move to send a heavily subsidized entity like RABA out to the airport. That's going to really assist one company out there that are teaching Chinese how to fly. And I mean, hey, we're all for that company, but why do this at on the backs of people like the cab drivers? Is there another way of doing this? It's already heavily subsidized and as the article in the paper said. So I find this a little strange, but you know what? You need to hear from the other side. You heard from the Record Searchlight, and the RABA side of it. Now you need to hear the other guys it's going to affect. We're also going to have Bob Dunlap in here talking about veterans issues. You know, the delay of the veterans home. How about that million case backlog in the Veterans Administration? Is the VA at war with the veterans? Anyway, okay. Mm-hmm. But that's tomorrow. Now we're talking about happiness and success with Aaron Stewart from UPrep. And again, I keep pounding his home. UPrep is in the top 1% of all the public high schools in this country. That's 163 out of over 22,000 schools.
Exciting.
Yeah. I mean, now that you're out there, now you have to keep it. Is that going to be tough?
Oh, I hope not. I think we're still doing the same thing, so we should be all right. Somebody in the chat room wanted me to comment on our dress code.
Okay.
And I'm really glad that came up, because we do have a strict dress code, and I'm with 800 kids, we do miss kids every day that aren't dressed appropriately, but we do require them to change or have a parent bring something else to wear. And I feel that, and many other people feel this way, when you have a dress code that's more conservative, it really supports the learning environment. And so kids aren't distracted. And it's like, oh, there's the pink hair and the multiple piercings, yeah, and the, you know, showing different body parts. And, you know, we don't have that. And I think that's a good thing.
Are you seeing a lot of tattoos in high school kids?
Not so much in high school kids, because they need to be 18, okay, unless they have parent permission, which sometimes they do. There's a whole generation of 20 and 30 somethings out there that are tattooed.
We've noticed that.
It's going to be interesting.
So you've got to be 18, okay?
But I have people on staff with tattoos, and that's how they came. And it's not a choice I would have made, and nobody's got anything obscene. They're usually pretty subtle and tasteful. But
well, obviously they're working within your system,
mm-hmm,
which is an outstanding system, by mm-hmm the way. We can't thank you enough for coming on and
talking about
a success that it's not difficult. And we were talking about during the break too, my friends, is how can we push our kids or have some kind of enthusiasm well from our community to have our children, not only 90% of them graduate from high school, but a large percentage of them go on to college.
That's right.
That would be great.
It's very important.
How do we do that?
It has to be everybody's issue.
Yeah.
Or desire.
It would be great to see everybody kind of get together and push this 1 year or 2 years to see what happens.
That's right.
Anyway, okay. Thank you so much. I hope you come back again.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Well, you know what? We like to talk to people that are successes, and as you all are. And congratulations to not only you and your staff, but the parents and the children that go to UPrep.
Yes, absolutely.
I know it's a team effort. And I know that, mm-hmm, when we were on here before, you talked about that team effort. All right. Again, tomorrow we're going to be talking about that sound in the background is the emergency preparedness thing that tests itself once a week, no matter what we do, so that we stay within the FCC guidelines. Tomorrow again, Bob Dunlap talking about veterans issues and what's going on with the veterans home that's been delayed, and also the gang from Yellow Cab to talk about the impact of this new ruling on RABA. Carl Linda Bott, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Is there a change of heart in the U.S. House? Republicans just out of a caucus meeting discussing revisions to the Speaker's debt plan, and some sounding more optimistic. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
House GOP leaders are reworking a debt limit bill after a conservative bloc complained the plan fell short of spending cut demands. Now Florida Republican Alan West is confident the updated version will pass.
I believe it is. I'd almost put my retirement check on it.
But Boehner's plan is expected to fall flat in the Senate.
If by some strange phenomenon it passed, the president wouldn't sign it.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has a plan of his own, raising the debt limit by more than $2 trillion with an equal number of spending cuts. Lisa?
Thanks, Jared. A lawsuit over federal funding for stem cell research is tossed out. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The courts have thrown out the case that had temporarily snarled the administration's embryonic stem cell research funding policy. A judge who had initially blocked federal funding was forced to throw out the suit challenging the policy when an appeals court overruled him. The appeals court concluded the plaintiffs were not likely to succeed in their argument that the policy bias